The moment she laid eyes on the card, Mayumi erupted into a fit of frustration and rage. The appointment time conflicted with her already agreed-upon rendezvous with Naomi. "I can't make this appointment tonight. I have plans," she shouted. "You're going tonight. Do you understand?" said her father. "Father, please, make it for tomorrow night. Please, please, please." She dropped to her knees and tugged on her father's pants leg.
"Garrett,"
came a whisper from under the stairwell as Garrett headed out of his apartment, off to work in the maintenance department in Building 19.
"Yeah?"
he replied, looking around. Lisa stepped out of the shadows and walked toward him.
"I haven't been able to get out of my head what you were talking about when we were outside, on the benches."
"Oh, sorry about that. I really wasn't trying to be rude, just another failed attempt at humor," he replied with a smile.
Snapped back to him.
He lunged forward, back on his belly, and began his crawl towards the first trailer. The increasing amount of cold and wet that was seeping into Gio's clothes, hair, and bones went unnoticed. Gio was a bubble of nerves and adrenaline. His mind wouldn't allow him time to shiver or be uncomfortable
until he were intertwined shapes against the dingy gray background.
The indistinct shapes looked like loose spaghetti, or maybe one of those Rorschach tests he'd just learned about in his sixth grade science class. Then, bam! His vision cleared all at once, and the thousand senses...
"It's about time you give up on the idea of having a mate. You should have found her by now. For all you know, she's probably already dead," he argues. And I instantly feel my wolf push its way into the surface as I let out a menacing growl and jump to my feet.